Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichku today.
All might and strength. We ascribe all power. We ascribe every glory. We ascribe every dominion and authority unto your holy name. And we praise you. Almighty God, we praise you for your goodness and your mercies towards us. For your loving kindness towards us. For your long suffering towards us. We praise you. We praise you for your mighty deeds. We praise you for your miracles. We praise you for your blessings. We praise you for your protection. We praise you for your provisions. We praise you for your perfections. You are holy. You are righteous. You are almighty. You are excellent in all your ways. You are perfect in all your works. And we praise you today. You are our God and we have no other. Before you there is no other. Above you there is no other. Besides you, who can compare to you? There is no rock like you. You are God all by yourself. Everlasting Father, we are your people, the flock of your pasture, a people you have raised, Lord, a people you have chosen for your praise. And today we hold nothing back. Today we are here to give thanks to you. And we praise your holy name. Lift your voice everywhere. This is the reason we came. Thank the Lord for the month of February. And thank him for this new month of March. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Thank him. Be very specific. Be very specific. What are you grateful for? Today is Gratitude Sunday. Today is Praise and Gratitude Sunday. Libre que posa, li querido satea, libre que posin de libra gata, le vaya la vale que tosa tea, e vaya la bragadesha, e vaya le bradosa, li vaya vale que tosa, e vaya gadesa y caya, libre que tosa. Thank him that you are not in the hospital today. Thank him that you are not in the mortuary, but you are in the sanctuary. Thank him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Le bayagarosate, le bregelusate, le bregedesha, le bregede. You took sickness away from our midst. You healed our bodies. You strengthened us. And Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Encaradesha, for every increase, for every multiplication, we praise you. With those hands, with those hands, we glorify you, Lord. We honor you, Father. Ogeneto. Thank you, Lord. That's what it means. We are saying thank you. Can you close your eyes? Don't get distracted. Let your inner eyes be fixed on God. Everywhere you are, all over the gallery, those of you out there in the overflows, wherever you are, lift your hands. This is a spiritual sacrifice. We are here again, and we have counted. None is missing. None is lacking. Dalo. Dalo. Dalo Rinne. Dalo Rinne. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing died in our hands. We are here again to return our gratitude, to return our praise and give you all the glory. Thank you for not what just you're doing in our lives, but what you're doing in our father's houses, in our mother's houses, what you're doing in our cities, what you're doing in our nation, what you're doing all over the nations of the world. We see your hand. We see your hand. We see you move. We see the knowledge of your glory covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. We see grace, oh God, upon grace. Grace heaped upon grace all over the nations of the earth. We see your hand, oh God, and we praise you. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Father. Father, I want to specially thank you for February Worship and Miracle Night. It is you who do wonders without numbers. Thank you for filling our mouths with laughter. Thank you for giving us new songs. Thank you for the miracles you've done, and that which you do, nothing can undo. You open doors that no one can close, and you close doors that no one can open. Your works are perfect and they are enduring. For you are yes, you are everlasting. You are the A and the Amen. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for the new month of March. Oh, glorious God. It has begun with praise. It will end in praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. It has begun with thanksgiving. It will end with multiplied thanksgiving. Your praise will continually be on our lips. Your joy, joy unspeakable, joy unspeakable will continuously overflow within our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have given thanks, and the people of God shout your loudest amen. If you're here and you know you love the Lord, if you're here and you know you came to praise Him, and you have no apology for it, jam those hands together. Shout hallelujah! Somebody shout hallelujah! Somebody shout hallelujah! Somebody shout hallelujah! If you know that in the month of February, you were the most blessed, today, give the highest praise. Give the highest praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have your seats in God's presence. And as you do so, please help me welcome the persons by your side, to the left and to the right. Introduce yourselves and get to know who they are, and let them get to know who you are. Make sure there will be no stranger by your side today. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Are you glad to be in church today? Are you glad to be in church today? Tell your neighbor, we came today to praise the Lord. So let's ginger ourselves. We need to activate praise here in higher dimensions. Today is Praise and Gratitude Sunday, and that's the focus. Today is not about us, it's about Him. You have to understand the two dimensions. One, God ministers to us. As He's ministering to us, it's about us. Second, we minister to Him. When we minister to Him, it's about Him. And what more can you give God? What more can you give God? And in this year of overflowing fullness, do you still remember? Lift your hands and shout, it's my year of overflowing fullness. Give me more volume. Give me more volume, please. Shout it louder. Say, it's my year of overflowing fullness. And the first dimension that we walked on in the month of February, the first dimension of overflowing fullness is the fullness of what? Grace. Somebody shout, the fullness of grace. Shout it louder. Say, the fullness of grace. I'm not hearing you. Shout it louder. The fullness of grace. John chapter 1 verse 16. Let's look at it. I want you to hold that neighbor by your side. I would like you to be the voice of the prophetic. Let God speak through you to your neighbor. Call him by his or her name if you remember. I hope you have not just forgotten the person's name that you just introduced yourselves to. Okay, call him by, say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Read that scripture and read it out loud. One to go. And of his fullness we have all received. And let's look at the Good News translation of it, the GNT. Keep holding those hands. So you're going to see it now. Everybody read. Want to go. Out of the fullness of his grace. Somebody shout, the fullness of his grace. So it means out of the overflow of his fullness. Out of the fullness of his grace, he has blessed us all, giving us one what? Blessing. So every blessing that comes from God is a function of his grace. Every blessing that comes from God, hear me, is a function of his grace. Every blessing that comes from God is poured out of the fullness of his grace. That grace is a person. His name is who? Jesus Christ. So out of his fullness, not just his grace, but his fullness. So no man on earth can ever deserve God's blessing. It's unmerited, it's undeserved. Even when God is rewarding you for something, he never rewards us in the measure of what we earn. He rewards us in the measure of his grace. For example, a laborer is worthy of his hire. Huh? Architect Jimmy, stand. A laborer is what? Worthy of his hire. you do a job for me. I ask you for your fees. And then you say, you're going to collect $3 million for it. You finish doing the job. It was excellent. And I saw it. I want to reward you for your excellence. I give you $15 million. You see, that $15 million is not end. What he earned was $3 million. And God is able to do. Once you start relating with God, approaching God with a sense of earning what he wants, earning, you have lost him. You've lost him. If you come to God and you approach God trying to earn, you have lost him. Everything God has ordained for us, what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, what has not yet been imagined, what he has prepared, ordained for those who love him, those who are the called according to his name. Everything God has prepared for us, every of our inheritance of glory in Christ Jesus, all of it is on the platform of grace. For example, the Lord tells us to pray without ceasing. And he tells us in James chapter 5 verse 16 that the effectual or the effective, fervent, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man avails much. Okay? The Amplified makes it clearer. He said, it makes tremendous power available, dynamic in his walking. So I start praying. And I start praying. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. And as I'm praying, let me explain how this works. For me to pray effectively, for we do not know what we ought to pray. And we do not know how we ought to pray. We don't know. But the Spirit himself helps our weaknesses. So even for the prayer to be effective, God has to help. What's another word for help? Grace. The Spirit himself. So the difference between the man who prays for 10 minutes and the man who joyfully, delightfully prays for 1 hour is grace. The difference between the man who is struggling to pray and the man who's enjoying prayer. And even when he's laboring in prayer, he's laboring, oh, he might be in intercession, he might be groaning in the spirit, yet there is a deep delight in it, is grace. There is the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, our helper, who is helping him. And begins to even make intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be uttered in articulate speech. With groanings. So he supplies the spirit of grace and the spirit of supplication. And so we can pray effectively. Now, that's number one. For me to even pray and to pray persevering is grace. Now, while I am praying, the result he gives me for praying is not because my prayer could end it. I've spent hours in prayer a day. My wife will tell you. I've spent weeks. Sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will take me into this place where for weeks I'll be groaning in the spirit. You come near me, you know. My wife will know by then because nothing will be on. My TV will be off. Everything will be off. You just know within that time I've entered the zone. But no matter how long, I've never once thought that one miracle God does is because I prayed. You come to him with that sense of entitlement that you deserve for him to move because you prayed. You see, the purpose of the prayer is different. Sit down, sir. The purpose of the prayer is for my heart to be positioned in a place. For example, you saw how God moved on Wednesday. Let me tell you the secret. The secret is I keep crying. Tears. All I just know is that God loves his people. Which father wants his children to be sick? Which father? So I cry and I get drenched in the awareness of his love for his people. If my heart is fully persuaded that he loves the people, I come out with audacity. It's not me healing the people. If I speak, he will do it. It's his love for his own people. So all those times in prayer is for my heart to be broken enough, for my heart to be open enough, for my heart to be persuaded enough of his love for the people of God. It's as simple as that. It's a look at the fathers, natural fathers, who are among you. That's what Jesus said. If your children will ask you for bread, you give him stone. Who among you? Your child will ask you for a fish, you give him a serpent. You give him scorpion. Who among you will do that? He said, if these natural men who are evil, they do not have the nature of God. Natural men who are evil know how to give good gifts. Somebody shout gifts. Say they know how to give good gifts to their children. He said, how much more the righteous one? How much more your heavenly father? How much more will he give? Much more. That's why I am very sure of what I'm about to say now. I lift my hands and prophesy. You will return a much thanksgiving. Multiple fold, greater and bigger than you are today. By the blessing of the Lord. Hear me, I have heard. He has spoken. I have heard. Hear me. Whatever cost you sorrow last month will bring you joy this month. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord said, I should tell you, he has wiped away your tears. Whatever brought you shame last month is bringing you honor this month in the name of Jesus. Whatever had been a point of attack where your enemy tried to launch assaults in your life and against your family, today, this month, shall be the place of freedom and overflowing joy in the name of Jesus. Malepo Shakataya. Lera da Zandayeka. Sit down. I want us to see the Amplified Translation of John chapter 1 verse 6. One of my favorite scriptures. John chapter 1 verse 16. Now hold that neighbor, all of you on the gallery. Those of you in the overflow, whichever overflow you are in, outside, inside, wherever you are. Hold that person by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And read it to that neighbor and read out loud. One to go. For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all had a share. And we were all supplied with. Supplied with what? One grace after another. Spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon gift. Upon favor. And gift and gift and gift. Whatever grace you enjoyed in February, I have more news. This March is going to be grace upon grace. It's going to be favor heaped upon favor. Somebody shout much more. Why? The source of the grace is inexhaustible. The grace is not coming. You know, if somebody say, I want to help you, he can only help you to the extent he himself has, to the extent he's able. When the one helping you is Almighty, when the one helping you is El Shaddai, the God of abundance, when the one helping you, the source from which he helps you is inexhaustible. It cannot finish. That means you can draw one grace after another. That necessitated our teaching us about growing and increasing in grace. Because there is God's responsibility and there is man's responsibility. For there to be a heaven, there are two things that must be in the equation. One is a giving. That's God's responsibility. The second is a receiving. That's man's responsibility. Mama, please come and take this. Stop. My hands are stretched. But until she responds in faith and comes from her seat to stretch her hands to take, there won't be a heaven. You see, that God gives something doesn't mean it will manifest in your life. That God promised something doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it. The mystery is, what is my responsibility? When we were growing up, I don't know what you people called it in your own space, but in my own space, we called it aperidondom. We will tell our siblings and we will tell our friends, come on, take. And we'll bring out our biscuits or our meat. As the person is stretching his hands, you're doing what? Aperidondom. And then you collect it in and eat. And the person's head will just bend in discouragement. And we will laugh. Next time, when you tell the person, I mean it, come and take it, say, come, get out from there. Why? He doesn't trust. He's expecting aperidondom. Now, God does not do aperidondom. All good and perfect gifts comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no what? Variableness, neither any shadow of. If he says a thing, he means it. God can be believed. God is faithful. God is trustworthy. So you see what is going on. When I say, come and take, if you believe I am able to give to you, I am benevolent, I am good, I have integrity. And if you believe that I even have what I am asking for you to come and take, your response in faith will be to come with boldness, with confidence, with audacity, and then you take. There is a friend that will tell you now, the friend that you know, that every single time you're the one helping him. That friend tells you, says, listen, tomorrow come to my house. I'll just give you just a little 50 million. Some of you are already laughing. There is a friend that will tell you, come, I will give you just 50 million. You will start laughing at him. Say, come on, go and sit down. Then you go and touch his head. Are you okay? Because you know he doesn't have. This guy just called you yesterday and said, please, urgent 2K. And he's telling you, come and collect 50 million. You touch his head. He said, come on, go and sit down. Tomorrow you won't respond. But when you know the one who is telling you, When you know the one telling you. When you know the one what? Telling you. Somebody say, I hear. Come on, shout, I hear. Shout, I hear. Sit down. So learning how to multiply and increase in grace, to grow in grace, is our responsibility. Because whatever God gives freely by grace, you have to receive by faith. It's about receiving. The level of results you're seeing in your life, you're seeing in your family, you're seeing in your ministry, you're seeing in your education, the level of results you're seeing in your businesses, in your finances, in whatever concerns you, is a function of two major things. Number one is the dimensions of wisdom you're operating by. Where wisdom is lacking, hard work will be futile. The person will be exerting more strength and bringing little. The labor of fools frustrates them. So you go and check the wisdom quotient. You go and check this thing every day. I'm fighting. It's as if I'm beating the air. As if I'm pushing against a wall. What is it that I don't know? And what is it that I know that I'm not applying rightly? You go and check it. But after checking it, and you get the wisdom thing right, and you're still trying to get it right, and it's not working. You know the principles. You've been well taught. You understand these things. And yet, then what is happening is that what you're seeing is the level of grace that is operating in your life. And there is much more grace. In James chapter 4, verse 6, God says, and God gives more grace. But he gives more grace. So whatever level of grace you're operating with now, there is much more from God. And of his fullness, you can receive more. Of his fullness, you can receive more. He gives more grace. He gives more grace. If he gives more grace, be positioned to receive more grace. Somebody shout, more grace! Everywhere you are in the gallery and in the overflow, shout, more grace! Shout it loud and say, more grace! Mane canus in brandy, la rose e pasa. I lift my hands and I declare in the presence of the Lord, this month of March, you are increasing in grace. You're being multiplied in the name of Jesus. You are increasing. You are abounding in grace in the name of Jesus. The words you're hearing, they are working in your life. Oh, you're not going to remain the same. When grace abounds in any area of your life, the reflection is seen. Very evident. Grace is a spiritual endowment that has physical and natural implications. It impacts the natural. It impacts the results that you have. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Please. Hold that person by your side one more time. By the time you leave, you'll be a good friend. The first gift you give to a man is to care enough to know their names and to remember it. That means I can see you. Call him by his or her name. Don't get tired. Call that person now. That's a miracle God's blessed on your side. Don't look down on anybody by your side. Many of you that have been praying for something, God just brought the miracle by your side now. All right, read that scripture to that person. Want to go? I return. I saw under the sun that the race is not what the sweep, the fastest. Okay, what else? So when you have wisdom, it doesn't mean sometimes you have provisions. Nor riches to men, nor favor. Come on, be fast anyway. Be strong anyway. Be wise anyway. Be a man of understanding anyway. Build your skill anyway. But life is not black and white. No, be like that. Every great man knows the secret. We are graced. There are pockets of seasons, pockets of time, different seasons in our lives. We can't explain how we come into the results we've done. We can't explain. So when you come to us and we say it's the grace of God, you might be saying, tell us another thing. But we're actually sincere. When your success is inexplicable, you're even seeing people more qualified than you, and they are the ones envying you. Somebody under the sound of my voice, the Lord said, I should tell you, your season has come. Before the end of 30 days, I will make you the envy of those in your industry. I will make you the envy of people in your kindred. I'll begin to do with you, says the Spirit of Grace, what I've never done and what has never happened anywhere in your community. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever has that blessing, shout your loudest amen. It looks like we are just talking, right? But that's grace at work. Somebody shout grace! I want to begin to round off now. So the scripture says in Romans chapter 9 verse 16, it says, for it is not of him that wills. It's not of him that runs. So you have great determination. You set your vision. You have your strategy. You plan so much. And then you get to walk in it. And you're running. It's not of him. It's of God. Who shows mercy. That's why I tell people, I said, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how connected you are, and you should be connected, don't joke with your relationships and your network. No matter how, never depend on them. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by human ability. It's not by human connection. It's not about how many people that are around you. Please, I ask of you, I beg of you, do not get to a point in your life you trust the arm of flesh. Ever, even when it has worked for you, it is God that made it work for you. Never keep your trust only in God and God alone. The man who raised me and is still raising me in ministry taught me something. He said, David, the more God raises you, the more humble you should become. He said, the day pride enters is the day your fall begins. Never ever get to a point that any promotion gets to your head. Let it keep humbling you. When you see the lifting of the Lord and you recognize it is His grace, it's more humbling. Why me? You just chose me. Not that I'm better than anyone else. Not that I have what to give more than anyone else. Because it's because of your mercy. It's because of your mercy. It's because of your mercy. That mercy song is because of your mercy. It's because of your mercy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So tonight, or this morning, I said tonight, one of the key things, I've given you different keys to multiply grace and increase in grace. You must grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, because He is the grace and He is the source of all grace. So the more you know Him, the more He manifests and the more you receive. You must also increase, grow and increase in wisdom. Is that right? Is that right? Okay. And then the one we taught on Wednesday, you must grow your faith line. Can I tell you the next one? I'll drop it for you today. You must grow your praise life. Listen. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy comes in the morning. There are different seasons in the land. When you're weeping, it's night season. I'm not trying to tell you your weeping will expire. Just listen. When you're weeping, it's night season. When you're joyful, it's morning season. And it's not God that determines your night. And it's not God that determines your morning. Your weeping or your joy determines it. Just decide, my weeping ends now. And let's see if God will stop it. Start your joy and let's see. Let me give you another secret. My time. Those who sow in tears. Those who harvest with joy. And they reap in joy. When you're in tears and you're mourning, is your sowing season. When joy comes, is your harvest season. Joy precedes. One of the ways you're so sure you have come into your harvest is joy overtakes your heart. It precedes. Once there is no joy in your heart, it's not yet harvest season. And it's not really God that determines it. That's why I said seed time and harvest. You decide your time of seed, and that's what will decide your time of joy. And they must have time. There is time to plant, and there is time to harvest what is planted. The only issue is that some people have been planting for the past 5 years, laboring for the past 5 years, and they've not yet enjoyed any harvest season because they do not know this history. They do not know this mystery. So those who sow in tears, that's the season. Those who reap in joy. Look at verse 6. Put it on the screen. Everybody read and read out loud. Verse 6 of that scripture. One to go. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for soap. How many of you have wept in prayer about something? How many of you have given yourself to discipline, walking towards certain results? How many of you? And it's not sweet, right? I tell somebody, he said, Pastor, I like to sing. I said, when you start singing to make a mark, you'll find out that your passion for singing will change to discipline for singing. There is nothing great that is sweet when you're working for it. It takes the extra. You have to dig in. You have to dig in. But the question is, where is the harvest? Some people for the past 2 years have been only on sowing, sowing, sowing. No harvest. Shall doubtlessly come again. Which one came first? The sheaves are rejoicing. Your joy must come before your sheaves. If you want to change your tears to joy, if you want to change your mourning to dancing, if you want to change, there are many of you that I'm talking to now, you're overdue for great harvest. It's time you understand this secret. Time you understand this. So we're going to stand up and I'll give you two scriptures that we are going to be holding on to. That's what we are doing now. We are going to be praising God not just for February. We are going to be praising God for March. We have stepped into the best month we've ever had yet in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalms chapter 67 verse 5. Hold that person tight. Read that scripture to that person by your side and read that loud. One, two, go. Let the peoples praise you. Oh God, let all the peoples. Is that a command or is it a suggestion? Praising God is a command. Verse 6. Read to that neighbor. One, two, go. Stop. Then. Someone shout, then. Shout again, then. So until then, the earth keeps her increase. But when praise is unleashed, you can expire your ninth season. I'm going through. Everybody is encouraging me. I'm going through. Is that what you want to wear the badge of those who went through and survived? Or to wear the badge of the victorious? To wear the badge of those who are thriving? To wear the badge of more than conquerors? Somebody shout, then! Shout it again, then! The air shall yield! God, our own God! Your praise instructs your word when to bring forth the harvest. You can turn up your own harvest season. God taught me this many years ago. I set my own date for my own success. While everybody say, you don't know, God works in a mysterious way. No. The things that were mysterious, hidden, He has now revealed to us by His Spirit. We walk in revelation. What is a mystery to the world is a revelation to us. We walk by faith. We walk in the light. Come on, lift your hands. Say, I walk in the light. Say, I walk in the light. Say, Christ dwells in me by His Spirit. He is my light. He's the light of my life. Say, and I walk in His light. If you believe that, shout your loudest, amen. Make March 30 or 31 days of praise, and every day will be a day of harvest. And while
you're sowing, there are things you will sow in the morning and see it in the morning. There are things you will sow in the morning and see it in the evening. There are things you will understand the blessing of Amos 9 verse 13. Are you hearing me? Blessings will be flowing everywhere. I said you have mourned for too long. I said you have complained for too long. I said you've been trying to enjoy pity for too long. Move from the pity to the envy. Somebody lift your hands and the envy. God forbid that people have to understand what? I'm admired. Explaining nonsense that should not be part of your life so that people can understand you. Why you remain in it?
Lift those hands and praise Him. Head bow, every eye is closed. It is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ that moved his heart. That mercy we are talking about is not just God being sorry for us, it's God sending us his Son, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross, took upon himself the sin of the whole world and every curse that should come from that sin, became a sacrifice for you and I. He shed his blood. That's where the mercy of God is coming from. That's how we can receive him, by receiving the sacrifice that his Son made for us. He died that you and I might live. He descended down to hell that you and I may ascend to heaven. Everything he did for you and I. And today, whoever believes in him, receives him, and confesses his name, is saved with an eternal life. Today, the mercy of the Lord is being extended to you. I don't know who you are, where you're coming from. But if you have not given your heart to Jesus, or you did so and you were backsliding, you're hearing this message of grace. God is extending his hands. Do not harden your heart. And remember, Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed to confess you before my Father, before his angels. So, I'm going to ask you boldly. You want to give your heart to Jesus? You want to receive his grace and his mercy? You want to rededicate your life? Can you please raise your hands wherever you are? And raise it boldly. I want to pray for you. Raise it high boldly. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you in the gallery, those of you in the overflow, God bless you. Raise it until there is a minister by your side. Raise it. God bless you. God bless you. Now, while those hands are raised, say these both. boldly from your heart. Say it so loud because you know today is the first and the best day of your life. Say, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I make this good confession before your presence, before the presence of the heavenly hosts, and before the congregation of your saints, that I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is your Son, and that he died and shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, that I might be forgiven, that I might be redeemed from my sins, and that he was buried, and on the third day you raised him from the dead to a new life, that I who believe and confess his name might pass from spiritual death unto eternal life. Today, I believe that through his death and through his blood, my sins are forgiven. I receive the forgiveness of my sins. I receive the grace of God unto repentance, genuinely from my heart. I believe that through his resurrection, I have eternal life. Therefore, I confess that I am no longer in my sins. I have passed from death unto life. I am saved. I am no longer in my sins. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am your righteousness in Christ Jesus. Father, baptize me with your Holy Spirit, with your power, and with your fire, and anoint me, use me all the days of my life for your glory. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer and you believe it, shout your loudest amen. And Heavenly Father, I raise my hands and declare your blessing upon everyone who has given his heart to you today. Those who have rededicated their lives, restore the joy of their salvation. They are now in your hands. This is our confidence that no devil can pluck from you that which is in your hands. You are able to uphold them, strengthen them, and keep them from falling, to present them before your glorious presence on that day of Christ. Father, guide them jealously, for now they are the apple of your eyes. Sever them from every connection, whatever it is, covenant made known or unknown. Lord God, relationships, avenues and means through which the enemy has always had a right course into their lives, today I disconnect them in the name of Jesus from those portals of unrighteousness. They are closed now in Jesus' name. May the hand of the Lord rest upon you. May the Lord raise you in honor, in praise, and in name. May the Lord make a name for himself through your life. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to a new life. Welcome to the best days of your life. Come on, give God praise for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld, or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.